Stop it. Oh, I can feel you smiling. It wasn't cute. It was absolutely not cute. My yawns are not cute. My yawns are scary and fearsome and... Shut up. Good morning. I did not tell you to shut up. I would never, ever tell you to shut up. I might have told you to shut up. But, in my defense, you did call my yawns cute. And you know that you're not allowed to do that. Oh, no, you're not. You're absolutely not allowed to do that. Even if they are cute. Especially if they're cute. Good morning. I know I said it already. My brain stopped working for a second. Well, because I was looking in your eyes and I was falling in love and I was being romantic and then you ruined it. Not cute. Oh, I love waking up in your arms. It's so, so good. That's an understatement. Waking up in your arms is just... I would say perfect, but there's no such thing as perfection. Oh, and then you had to go and smile, didn't you? That slow, lazy smile, that sunshine, and... Oh, I am so tempted to call you perfect right now. But you did call my yawns cute, so I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm sorry, darling. But you are really close. This is really close. Waking up in your arms is just so... so fucking good. You're so cuddly. Close. Oh. So warm. Oh, I could just melt into you. I could just breathe you in. And that sounds creepy. But also really sweet. I hope. Kinda. I'll take it. You know, I should warn you. If you keep letting me wake up like this, I'm going to get used to it. I'm going to become accustomed to it. I'm going to become spoiled. Just so, so spoiled. I will. Indeed, I will. Waking up. Looking at you. Opening my eyes and seeing your face, your snoring face. You don't snore. At all. Absolutely, you do not snore. But waking up and having you here. Opening my eyes and you being the first thing I see. And then feeling Your arms around me. Having you so close. Oh, I am going to become so, so spoiled. And then, well, then you won't be able to stop. We won't be allowed to. You'll have to stay here. I don't mean stay here in bed with me, although that does sound awfully tempting. I mean you're going to have to stay here. You're going to have to let me love you. Let me adore you. Let me just wrap myself around you and spoil you the way you spoil me. Oh, so you're not seeing a downside here?
Me neither.
All I'm seeing is you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Have I told you that I love you?
Oh, I haven't. Well, I need to correct that oversight because I do. I adore you. You are everything to me. You are my tea and biscuits. Oh yeah, it's real love. Because you are sweet. And I'm addicted to you and I need you to live. You're kind of essential. And also your jokes are crumbly like really, really bad biscuits. That's a lie. There are no bad biscuits. But your jokes are awful. Just really, 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 really awful. And did you hear my stomach? Because I did. Oh, no, I don't want to get up. I don't want to get up. No. I mean, I do want to eat because I'm hungry. But I don't want to get up because that means I have to let go of this. I have to let go of warmth and closeness and snuggliness. No, I don't want to. Oh no, I sound spoiled, don't I? Oh, it's too late. It's too late. There is no escape. This is your fate now. To be adored and loved and snuggled and held and kissed and it's my fate to hear you snore every morning. You don't snore. Every morning. Every morning. My yawns are not cute. And that was a low blow.
No! Okay. That was a low blow. No tickling.
No tickling before tea. You know this. Oh, you're just so, so something. I'm not quite sure what, but it is wonderful. And I love it. I love you. Don't ever go. Please don't. Don't ever leave. No, I'm being... No, it's fine. No, I was just being... Okay, this is really soppy, so... I'm just warning you ahead of time. I was just hit with a moment of pure love and adoration. And... I just never want you to go. Because I don't think I could bear it. I love you. Okay. adoration over. I mean, it's not. I still love you, but...
Call my yawns cute.
Just do it. Just, come on, please. Humor me. It was so, so something. Oh, you like when I adore you, do you? So you like it all the time. Because I do. I adore you all the time. And oh, this is what you do to me. You just make me drown in love and lose myself in you. And I really need a cup of tea. I love you. I love you so much. But we have to get up. I know I don't want to get up either. But the kettle is calling and we have to do that work thing. Which is really, really, really mean. But tea makes it all better. I mean, you make it all better. You and tea. And biscuits. I have a problem. And that problem is that you're not kissing me right now. That's a real problem. A terrible problem. It's... not a problem anymore. Okay, let's get up. Let's get up. We're getting up. We're absolutely getting up. Why aren't we getting up? I know why we're not getting up. I'm spoiled and you're spoiled and we don't want to get up. But we have to. Because we're adults. No, we are. No, I hate to break it to you, but we are. We are adults and we're... Okay, I'm going to use a really, really bad word. We're responsible. I know I hate that that word is in my vocabulary too. Come here. I love you.
Let's get up and be responsible adults.
Or we could maybe snuggle?
No, we can't. We have to get up.
Or we could cuddle.
No, we have to get up.
Or we could... Get up. We're getting up. We're getting up.
What are you doing? I didn't think you would actually do it. See, now I have to get up. That's not fair. And yet, I still love you. How does that work?
Stop laughing. I'm not cute. And that was my stomach. I'm not cute, but I am really hungry. Okay, I'm coming. But only because I want more kisses. And tea. And biscuits. Because that is what a responsible adult has for breakfast. Okay. Maybe not. I love you. And yes... I'm getting up. Meanie. I said I love you.